one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh, what
do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead End Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Meehan. Joining me on the show, we got Shelton J.
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
Chilling, bro. Manny from Any Given Sunday is back for another week again.
What's good?
What's up? Nicky Ducey, man.
What's going on? What's happening?
And FIFO will be along shortly.
The ghost of FIFO.
FIFO Urban is here.
Perfect. I think we
perfect timing.
They say, well, I knew when I was breathing, you couldn't see it, but I was like, man, it got cool in here. The ghost, you know, when ghosts show up, you know, you start breathing. So, cool. FIFO 24/7.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, Ken, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Bro, do you see this?
Oh, yeah. You became
a whole like a ghost for real.
You became a whole new nigga.
Hey,
I look washed out, don't I?
Hey, you look real light skin right now, for real.
Yeah.
Super light.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Ken, what you did for your birthday?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Work. I was up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was up here.
I wanted you to take the day off or something, bro.
I asked her. I said, hey, Ken, you know, it's an old nigga birthday today. He laughed. And then I was like, you still want to record? He's like, yeah, I'll be at the studio.
Hey,
all right, well, shit, let me take a shower. I'll be out there.
So I officially I hung up.
I called you and I hung up. I was like, man, he doing something fun for his birthday. I ain't gonna mess with him.
I mean, I officially work for myself now. So, I mean, I you know, it's like you can't take days off. And my wife asked me the same thing. She was like, you going to the studio? I was like, man, I go in for the white man. I can't go in for the black man.
My old boss back in the day told me, he was like, bro, never work on your birthday. Ever since then, I've been calling off like a motherfucker.
Yeah. You don't just schedule that shit? You don't take your time off?
No. That's what I mean by like, oh, okay. I'll take my leave.
And all
Nick, real quick. My mom told me this, and I thought about this later. She said, if you take the day off on your birthday, you ain't get no gifts. So you go to work on your birthday, get your gifts, then you go home early.
So it's like a half day.
Yeah, I used to. I like you. I used to take days off, but you know now, it don't even really matter that much. I'm not going to work like that.
And Sheldon, them gifts gonna be there the next day, so you can have your cake eat it too on that.
Yeah, your work wife will hook it up still.
Keep bouncing Manny all over the room, don't they?
But Manny, what kind of studio you in this time, Manny? you put a couch in that little corner?
Nah.
You got an L-shaped couch.
I do, actually.
Hey, Ken, we got the best super chat. Real quick, I'm sorry, man. William McDonald's super chat, he said Ken's birthday would be the start of Black History Month. Happy birthday on behalf of the chat, Ken.
Facts.
Yeah. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. We're gonna try to wrap this thing up no later than 10:30 because we got some other stuff we need to record and knock out. B may or may not be along because he's doing Dead End Gaming right now. Make sure you guys check them out, twitch.tv/DeadEndGamingATL. All right, Nick, it's Super Bowl week, man. Let's go ahead and do this shit.
Before we get into the whole Super Bowl shit, there was breaking news on Saturday, I believe, which is usually a random. At least that's what I got.
No, it was super random.
Yeah, it was because it came Saturday night, and I was like, usually you don't get this news until like at least Sunday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the quarterbacks that we have been talking about as far as moving, one of the star quarterbacks, I should say, is actually officially.
Is he really?
He a star quarterback. You know his name.
He's paid like star quarterback.
He get paid like one. If you're a starting quarterback, you get paid like a star quarterback, okay?
He said starting.
Oh, you said starting?
No, I said star.
He said star.
Star.
Yeah.
He was a star.
He was.
Nonetheless, I'm talking about the Matt Stafford trade. The LA Rams and the Detroit Lions made a blockbuster trade of swapping QBs, essentially. But on top of that, Detroit got two first-round picks, one in 2022 and one in 2023, a third round pick in this year's draft in 2021, and Jared Goff, and LA just got Matt Stafford and the rest of his remaining contract. So first reactions to the trade. Do you think who, what side won, what side is going to be the top dog at the end of the day.
I know they don't know how to make picks. They being the Lions. I know you have to pick the right players, but I do like the upside, the potential that they got from this, on the chance that they get it right. Plus a young quarterback in Jared Goff. Rumors had it that he and McVay were not getting along. So I think this works out for the Lions a little bit better than the Rams.
For what reason?
I agree.
The future.
Yes,
absolutely. You weren't doing anything with Matthew Stafford. Like, to me, everybody on Twitter just went out there and just said, "Oh yeah, the Rams won this." Matthew Stafford. Like, is Matthew Stafford? Did I miss this part in my life where Matthew Stafford was this like Hall of Fame, top 10 quarterback? Like, this is a guy that's been in Detroit how long, and he's been in the playoffs twice, and he's never won a playoff game. And for a guy who's got all the talents and all the measurables and all of that, they never win in Detroit. And it's somehow it's never his fault.
Well, I think, okay, so all right, there's been two people to talk. So I'm going to address both of y'all. In terms of the Lions, right, I think that it's a good move on both ends. Who won? I have to say slight edge to the Lions solely because of the draft capital. But I like the move more for the Rams than I do for the Lions, only because the Rams are getting the better player. Now, in terms of the future, Ken, you're 100% right. At the end of the day, you can have all of the draft picks in the world. You don't pick the right guys. It doesn't matter, right? But moving forward, the organization as a whole needs to do better, and this is their reset button. Mm-hmm. Because you're 100% right. They get a young quarterback that isn't trash, but we've seen him play against other top-tier quarterbacks and put up 50. We've seen that. We've seen him go into a shootout and put up crazy points. So we know that he has talent. But that organization is a mess, and we'll see how they move forward. So that addresses Manny's point right there. Matt Stafford threw for 5,000 yards in the season. Obviously, he did have Megatron. Shit, I could probably throw for at least 2,000 yards in the NFL with Megatron. I'm throwing a Megatron. But with that being said, all of it wasn't Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford played at a very high level many of those years, right? People talk about injury prone. Yeah, he had a lot of injuries, but he only missed 8 games, right? So the best ability is availability. And he was available for how many years was he in Detroit? He only missed 8 games? So yeah, he could be hurt, but he didn't miss a lot of time. And let's be honest, does he have a top 5 arm in terms of arm strength? He does. When Matt Stafford is on, he plays at a very high level. But he's not one of those guys that elevates everybody else, right? But when you have a dude like Sean McVay, and I always talk about that head coach, quarterback tandem, this can work. And that's why I say I like it more for the Rams, because they got the better player. Now, the Rams
are pushing. Can I challenge you on something real quick?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So you just said he's not the type of guy that elevates everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said that, right? So would you make the case that that's Jared Goff? Jared Goff has a great arm. Jared Goff is the guy that in the right situation, under the right coaching staff, can
but
win.
He had that.
You led with that.
So we did see him in a Super Bowl too.
No, we did see him in a Super Bowl, but at the same time, that is a lot of McVay. That is a lot of scheme. That is a lot of, you know, we're going to move all these people around.
That was a lot of Todd Gurley.
And that was a lot of Todd Gurley, too. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Who is the better football player at quarterback? Jared Goff or Matt Stafford?
Right now, Matt Stafford, yeah.
So they got the better player.
I think it's a wash, in a sense.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you, Nick.
Oh, go ahead, Sheldon.
I'm sorry, Nick. I was just going to say that I think that the only reason I kind of think it's a wash is because we've seen Goff win, but we've seen Stafford be better under pressure. So in that sense, they both have assets. They both have positives, both have negatives. But it's a win for both teams because they both needed to go. Neither one was going to be successful where they were. I think that the Rams gave up too much to get Matthew Stafford. I think they could have got one of those other guys cheaper than that could have been just as good. I don't think, like, you know, with the amount of quarterbacks that are going to be moving this season, I think I saw the list that the over-under is like 18. It's going to be over 18, I believe. You could have got another quarterback for a lot less capital that may have lasted a lot longer. That's like just who? My opinion on it.
Like who, Shelton?
Even my Teddy Bridgewater. You could have had Teddy.
No, hell no.
No, let me get to my take.
What the hell is a Teddy Bridgewater, bro?
Shelton just saying shit.
No, I want to hear this. Go ahead, Shelton. I want to hear this.
I'm just saying it's the same as Matthew Stafford. I'm just throwing that name out there because that's a quarterback. I think Teddy's okay. I think that he's going to be okay. But what I'm saying is the same as Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford hadn't won anything in particular. He's made no difference than anybody else. It's Matt Stafford, Teddy Bridgewater. What's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Sheldon, I want to give you – hold on. Sheldon.
I would say that.
About 4,500 yards in one season. That's the difference.
I want to compliment Sheldon on something because I've never seen a nigga talk out of the side of his neck because that was some bullshit. What I was going to say is that I think it's mostly a wash just for the fact of this is one of those unique trades where it's all both sides are based off potential. We don't know. We believe that Matt Stafford in with Sean McVay is like a match made in heaven, at least on paper. But to the for what Manny has said, and I think a few others have said it already, Goff and Stafford are kind of one is a little bit older than the other when it comes to what have they really done in the NFL. The thing about Detroit, as far as the potential, is like Ken said, like if they hit on these draft picks, if somehow, some way, Goff really does buy into Detroit, then yeah, maybe there's better days in Detroit and B can finally go home. but honestly, I think for like what Shelton said, for how much that the Rams have given up on draft picks ever since they traded up to get Jared Goff in the first place, they haven't had a first round draft pick since 2016. Mm. And they won't have one until what, 2024?
2024,
having a first round pick.
That's insane.
It is insane. But you know what though? Look at what they've gotten in return for those draft picks, right? Outside of Matt Stafford, they've gotten two players that are arguably the best at their position, right?
They already had Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They drafted Aaron Donald. You're 100% right. But they gave up a bevy of picks to get Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is arguably the best corner in the league.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford, again, I'm not going to say he's the best quarterback in the league.
What is he, top 10?
Hell no. He's middle of the pack. You put him between 11 and 16.
So you gave up two first round picks.
But here's the thing though. It's about skill set. And when you look at how Sean McVay designs his plays, he plays a lot of east west, right? Like he toys with the defense to move him out of position and then he can go over the top. Matt Stafford's arm is arguably like I would only put Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, ahead of Matt Stafford in terms of arm strength. And it's arguable he's top five in arm talent. Like the velocity he could put on the ball, how much he could take off, the arc, you know what I'm saying? I would say Russell Wilson's definitely better with touch than Matt Stafford, but Matt Stafford's top five. So when you look at the individual skill sets and how McVay wants to actually attack, Stafford fits better, which is why I like it a little bit better because they got the better player that's going to fit what they want to do. And we've seen what McVay has been able to do, albeit with an elite running back. You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily have that. They're running back by committee, but they can still run the ball. When you got a guy that's better than the guy that you're replacing, that means that team inherently should be better. And I think
much better, though? I guess, and I feel everything that you're saying, people. You're not wrong. All I'm saying is, Is he significantly better where you're saying, oh, yeah, I'm giving up?
I think so. Mainly because of the experience that Matt Stafford has, right? He done seen a lot. He done been through a lot of losing ways. When you go through what Matt Stafford has gone through in Detroit, all you want to do is win, right? And we know, is anybody here questioning the greatness of McVay? I'm not saying he's the best in the league. But he's definitely top five, top seven head coach in the NFL. Would y'all disagree with that?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Right? Top five, top seven?
Yeah.
So with that being said, and you get a guy that's hungry, he has not really won like that. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of shortcomings. I like that for the Rams.
I just think that it's so much pressure on this Rams team. It's already hard to get out their division. Because mm-hmm. you got San Fran that's going to come back next season fully mm-hmm. healthy. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what they can do.
That whole division.
We don't know what they could do. They could possibly get Deshaun Watson or get somebody. You already talked about Seattle. Russell Wilson is right now the best quarterback in that division.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Kyler Murray coming up as well. Mm-hmm. Like that division alone
Russell 2.0.
That division alone is like the AFC North. You know, it's super tough to get out. But now you're even going over those expectations to Super Bowl. Because it's Super Bowl or bust. You don't sacrifice 7 years of first-round picks Absolutely. And do all these moves just to get to an NFC title game. Even the NFC title, if they lose an NFC title game, the whole season is a wash.
But when you look at that division, there's only one team in that division that is clearly better than them if they're healthy. There's only one. San Fran. Everybody else is relatively in the same bunch.
It depends. It depends on – because San Fran has right now – Right, as constructed, they have the worst quarterback in the division,
but they got right. the best everything else, and they have a service.
And how far? And how far did that take them when they?
But we
you can
know
make the case they have the best coach. You can make the case San Francisco has the best coach. You can make the case, mm-hmm. theoretically speaking, you can make the case they have the best defensive line. But hell, you think they have the best defense? You can make the case. Offense, like so. I agree. The division is completely it's probably the strongest division in football by a mile. I don't know. There's a lot of pressure on this Rams team, and there's a lot of pressure on McVay because I like McVay, but I kind of feel like Jared Goff has been scapegoating a little bit too. Like I feel like all the issues with the Rams is just put it on Jared Goff. Like when they struggled, Gurley's injured and he's not the same guy, so they cast him off. Now Goff, he's inconsistent. He's this, that, and that. Now you're running out of people to blame it on. Now it's on McVay. So if he falls short of expectations,
but man, it's sometimes it is somebody's fault though, and that's the thing. You know, sometimes especially with quarterbacks, you can look in their eyes and tell whether they're ready. And I don't think they saw what they were looking for in Jared Goff. I think it really was him, like a deer caught in headlights at times, and that's what they were seeing as a guy that was not what he was the year before. So with him, I really think it was legit to blame it on him. I really do. And like I said, Todd Gurley.
All on him?
It's never all. It's never all. I don't think it's ever all. But when you're addressing it, when you're addressing an issue, like if you got a business and you address a company, you're not going to be able to solve all of your problems in one person. But if one change needs to be made to make that situation better, that's what you got to do. So it's not all his fault, but yeah, a lot of it is his fault.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. That's one of the, again, first dominoes to fall in the NFL when it comes to this QB casserole that's been passed around.
I got another thing I want us to talk about kind of quick. Did y'all see the Falcons came out saying they're not trading Julio or Matt Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
They said that today. They said that they're not trading either one of them.
They're going to go down with the ship, man.
I'm so disappointed. Wow. I really am. Because, well, here's the thing. Okay. I'm not going to say I'm 100% disappointed just yet. Only because they're still going to have a high draft pick. I'll be disappointed if they don't take a quarterback with that first pick. Even if you keep Matt Ryan for this year. Okay, fine, whatever. But if you don't take a quarterback, what that tells me is that you want Matt Ryan to retire an Atlanta Falcon, because you're not going to be in a better position to get a quarterback for the future than you are in this draft for that team with the type of talent that they have. So why you look at me like that?
Not you. Bro. I just Van Fleet got 52 points.
Huh?
Yeah, he
was really?
Okay.
That's what's up. But yeah, man, I'm kind of disappointed because it's like I feel at this point. This roster and this team has done as much as they possibly can. And you can't, there's no more squeeze out of that.
Do you feel like maybe with the uncertainty surrounding the Saints, Breeze may be gone or is gone. He hasn't officially announced he's retiring. And then even Brady, Brady, let's admit it, for still as good as or competent as Brady is, he's not going to play forever. Even that motherfucker's going to retire. Do you kind of feel like the Falcons are like, damn, well, Panthers ain't really doing nothing. The Saints are going through a changeover and, who knows how long Brady's going to be around. So why not, you know, why hitch our wagons on a QB that might be good, might not be good, who knows? We got a short thing in Matt Ryan, all his flaws aside. You know, we got Julio, we got Ridley, we got this. They have talent. No one's ever questioned that they don't have talent. If we make a couple alterations on the defense, a couple alterations on the offensive line, who knows? Maybe Atlanta can bounce back and win 10 games next year. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
You know why, Manny? First of all, they're located in the state of Georgia. That's number one. Number two, they've done that for the last 8 years. It's the same old song. They've already changed coordinators. They changed head coaches. We've been through the same song and dance. At the end of the day, it's the players on the field that have to execute. And Matt Ryan, as good as he is, and I think he has Hall of Fame credentials, he's not going to get it done here. He has an MVP. If you look at how many game-winning drives he has throughout his career, you look every year, 4,200-plus yards passing, 20-some, almost 30-some touchdowns every year. Bro, you look at the numbers, he looked like a Hall of Famer on paper. He
is numbers, a Hall of Famer. I give him the numbers, 28-3.
28-3.
By numbers, he's a Hall of Famer.
You're a Hall of Famer.
Just think about if they had won that Super Bowl, how different things would be.
Oh, 100%.
You guys would be the Eagles. What you mean?
Yeah.
It would be just like that. Y'all have a Super Bowl to remember for lifetimes, but then it'll still end up being the shit that it is now. I think to what Manny's point is, I think that's the reason why they kept him. I honestly think they're going to go either offensive line or defensive line for the draft. Because Matt Ryan is only 35. The way quarterbacks are playing, particularly white quarterbacks are playing, they playing well into their 40s.
You're not wrong.
I agree. I think Justin Fields in Atlanta will be great. Maybe even if Trey Lance falls, they'll be great. But if they're based off of, if I'm looking at the landscape of the NFL or even just my division, the Panthers are like, what, 4 or 5 years away from actually doing something. In about 4 or 5 years, Brady will either be gone and whatever the Bucs are, happens will happen to them. And then the Saints, again, 4 or 5 years. Like, in 4 or 5 years, Matt Ryan would just be 40 and he still could be playing based on how medicine is and shit today. And you could be the best, and he'll be the best QB in that division.
Yeah, but for years he's always been either the best or the second best, and they still fall short. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we got to look at somebody's history and their past, right? And we got to judge them on that. And Matt Ryan just, in my opinion, isn't the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he could win a whole bunch of games, but in the playoffs, what he look like? You know, he just doesn't overcome. So in my opinion, you can go move Matt Ryan to a team that needs him more than the Falcons do right now. Like, if they can make something work with the 49ers, go reunite
Kyle Shanahan
and Matt Ryan. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of other teams that are more of a win now mode. Because when I look at the Falcons, do they look like win now?
Some parts of their roster do, but not.
They're not. And I'm not a Falcons fan. You would know that.
Pick team.
You know
what
I'm saying? They're not. That you can't look at the Falcons and say they're devoid of talent. Like, this isn't a situation like the Jaguars. Like, even if Trevor Lawrence does become what he is, which we all think he will become, like, that's still a team that's still a year, two, 3 years down the line. Like, the Falcons are not. I mean, a couple moves, the Falcons could eat in that division. In that conference, that's wide open. I mean, the Falcons can easily win 9 games, easily.
But I think they could win 9 games. Ship off Julio, ship off Matt Ryan, get younger, and get more draft capital, and still win the same 9 games.
That's your method to everything. Is the draft capital?
You got to clean house sometimes. You got to clean house.
In the NFL, draft capital is everything.
It is if you can turn that capital into results, and that's what a lot of teams struggle with. And you there's no perfect calendar there's no perfect situation as far as predicting these draft picks. Carolina just picked a guy in the third round who turned out maybe the defensive player of the year. You just never know where somebody is going to fall and how they're going to do. But it just depends on how far away you are. If you think you're 2 years away, the draft is the way to go. If you think you're in win now mode, like the Rams, for example, the Rams weren't going to get it with draft picks. They needed somebody to come in and make that that move in this now. You know what I'm saying? Just same thing with 49ers. The 49ers aren't going to win in the draft. They're going to win through free agency or through a trade. So it just depends on how far away you are. And I think the Falcons are on that fine line. They're not going to win a Super Bowl as currently constructed. So you are right on that, FIFO. It's probably best to get rid of them while the getting is good.
But
right,
I agree
because their value is at the highest right now, and they look like the Hawks of yesteryear with J.R. Smith, with Joe Johnson, Jeff Teague. Yeah, you good. Yeah, you dynamic. Yeah, you could push Boston to 7 games, but you ain't winning no championship. So why be stuck in purgatory when you're in the middle or at the bottom of the draft and you're not winning nothing?
Right.
I also feel like maybe the Stafford trade kind of ruined them getting out from under Stafford in a sense, because now you're in a situation where what other teams high price garbage, I don't want to call golf garbage, but for the sake of this discussion, like you're running out of teams to trade bad contracts with. You get what I'm saying? Because they're not going to cut them because that'd be too much of a cap hit. Mm-hmm. So now you got to find another team that's going to give you another bad contract back. See, like that's what, I guess that's what made that Lions Rams trade perfect, because we got Goff, you guys got Stafford, let's make a trade. That went down. So now if you're Atlanta, you're like, shit, even if we wanted to trade him, who are we going to trade him to? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess Garoppolo in San Francisco, maybe, but do you want Garoppolo instead of, ask me, I want Ryan. I'll take Ryan over Garoppolo. Mm-hmm.
But Garoppolo's about to be a free agent, ain't he?
Yeah.
So
Garoppolo's about to be cut.
Exactly. So, yes, I would take Garoppolo for a year. I draft the quarterback, take Garoppolo, let Garoppolo walk.
Okay.
And you got your guy. You know, so look, there are moves to be made. I felt so dejected today when I saw that news. I'm just like, I live in a
city. You're not wrong.
Well, shit, you probably not feeling as bad as Houston does right now with the whole Deshaun Watson situation.
That's something whole different.
This will be the topic that will lead us in our Super Bowl talk too. But
and we had a super chat.
Oh, you got it.
I was just gonna ask.
You got it, Sheldon.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Brendan, we didn't miss it. We appreciate you so much, man. Brennan said the Rams could have gotten Deshaun Watson, but the Texans wanted too much for him. They wanted 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, a third-round pick, Aaron Donald, and Jalen Ramsey. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That couldn't have been. That couldn't have been. That couldn't have been it.
Teams throw that out. Teams throw that out.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
My
sentiments is exactly FIFO.
Yeah. You might as well sell the damn franchise to them.
Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, 2 second and a third.
You want my firstborn too, nigga? Shit.
Yeah, that's
you want
stake in the franchise? Like, shit.
I want that. What type of shit they smoking in Houston?
I don't know, but I
want players. Houston, the whole reason you trade for Deshaun Watson. If you trade them, there's no point in getting to Deshaun Watson.
Exactly. There's no point. Yeah, you robbing Peter to pay Paul at that point.
My question to y'all is, like, based on how these reports are, Deshaun Watson has removed all Houston Texan references on his social media.
It's a wrap.
It's been reported that he's willing to sit out all 21 next season if he's not traded. And I was just going to ask y'all, is that a mistake for him to do that at this stage in his career?
No. Yeah. It's go ahead, Manny. No. Manny said it's a mistake.
I think it's a mistake from a PR standpoint. A, he's a black quarterback, and we already know the stigma with black quarterbacks. It's dead end sports. We're going to be honest. You know they're just chomping at the bit for Deshaun Watson to do that, and then they're going to sit there and be like, "See, another selfish black athlete." But I'm not even looking at it from that perspective. Like, to me, I just don't if this was the NBA, yeah, we know the players have power, and in the NFL, bro, like I don't see. You know, players can talk all they want about they're going to sit out and they're going to hold out. Outside of Le'Veon, every player in my lifetime I've heard they're going to sit out, they don't get the contract right, or they don't get this trade right, they're going to sit out. They all end up playing. Like, so I just don't see it. I don't see him sitting out. I think he will sit down with them, and I think he'll talk like, yo, there's no repairing the situation. Just trade me. I'm doing it the right way. It's not even in his nature, I don't think, to even do that. Like, I don't even think it's in his nature. Like, from everything that you hear from Deshaun, he's a good dude. Like, he's a stand-up guy in that regard. So I don't think it'll come to that. I think it'll just come to him just going to them. Because I think they haven't sat down. He hasn't officially sat down and talked to his new coach yet. or the GM. I think him and the GM have had a phone conversation from what the reports say. But I think it's going to just eventually come down to him talking to the owner, talking to the coach, and saying, yo, can we change your mind?
Here's where it's wrong.
Changing my mind. Let's get this trade happening.
Manny, here's where you're wrong. You're talking about one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the league. So he has black, white, green, purple, or yellow. He has more power than your average everyday player. So in saying that, if he says he wants out, he can say it. He can do whatever he wants to do. And he doesn't have to worry about that backlash today. He ain't got to worry about that right now because there's 30 other teams that will take him right now. You know what I'm saying? Other than, 29.
But so 29 other teams can't – 31 other teams can't afford to get him right now, number one.
But,
number two –
the point of it is he'll always have somewhere to go. He ain't got to worry about this backlash.
That's not a debate. And I'm just throwing that out. Obviously, do you think he cares? Obviously, no. He doesn't care. Like, if it comes down to it, push comes to shove, if Deshaun really wants to be up out of there, he'll do whatever the hell he takes to get up out of there.
He is.
All I'm saying is that the Texans have power too in this situation. This isn't a situation like the Rockets where they're just like he's still on the contract for another 4 years.
It doesn't matter. They don't have the power that you think that they have.
100% they don't have the power. You know why? Because it comes down to money, and Deshaun got the majority of his money already. The majority of his money was in his signing bonus already, and he's already two years into that contract, right?
Yeah, he signed. Well, no. He's
year,
only
a year. This, he's only next a year, year into that contract. Years,
right? Yeah.
Either way, the majority of his money in that deal was the signing bonus, and he got the majority of that. Also, the type of character that we know Deshaun Watson to be, I think he'll be fine financially. A lot of the guys that you mentioned that talk about that, they're going to sit out. They may sit out a week or two. It's about that paper. They ain't save up. They ain't got it. They're like, well, damn, I got all these bills. I got $30,000 that's about to come out there. Hey, coach, I'm back, coach. Hey, let me get that check, baby. And I don't see him living that type of lifestyle.
No.
Where he's super reckless. Now, shit, you know, 10 million tax bracket points higher than me. So I already know, he spent way more money than I do. But I think that he is good with money. And that's just a perception thing. I'm not 100% sure. It's a character thing. And Schultz is 100% right. I don't think that there is a PR hit. And because he is a top three quarterback in the league, top four quarterback, if you ask some people, he has that power. There's only a certain few NFL players that have that type of leverage regardless of what the contract is. If Aaron Rodgers said today, I will no longer play for the Green Bay Packers, what the hell you think they're going to move him. They're going to move him.
They have to. And the thing about it is, the difference in this case and most is he's not arguing about money.
Mm-mm.
And also what works out for him is you got other stars like J.J. Watt, Calvin Johnson. These other guys are speaking out on his – not Calvin Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Andre?
They're speaking out on his behalf.
Yeah, they're speaking out on his behalf.
Yeah, so in saying that, he looks like the victim here.
And look, for the record, I want him to get traded. Like, obviously, it benefits my team. So, or potentially could benefit my team. So I want him to get traded. Until I see it. Because if you're the Texans, if you trade him, like, you might as well kiss that franchise goodbye for the next 5 years. Like, because you...
Not necessarily. Those guys don't Not necessarily. And the reason why I say that is turnaround now, like I said, is quick. You can still build a successful franchise. They are putting in new pieces in place.
But you don't find a Deshaun Watson every 4 or 5 years.
No, you don't.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime guy.
Right, but at the same time, it's not just about him. It's 11 players on the football field. You don't necessarily have – look at San Francisco. They don't have nowhere near Deshaun Watson, but they were successful with a Jimmy G. So at the same time, you don't necessarily – it's great to have – don't get me wrong. You'd rather have him than not. But at the same time, you can build your other pieces and make your team strong in other areas and still be successful.
Yeah. And to Shelton's point as well, quarterbacks today are more ready to come in and play for a number of reasons. Number one, I just think athletically, naturally, we have, I don't want to say evolved, but people are bigger, stronger, faster. They just right. are. They digest information.
And there's not that much of it. There's not that much of a difference between a college offense and an NFL offense anymore, like it used to be back in the day.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And to Shelton's other point, which I 1,000,000% agree. You don't have to. Every team doesn't have to be built the same way. You can win a lot of different ways in the NFL. And I think that if you take a trade package like the Dolphins can offer, two first round picks, two top 15 first round picks in this draft, plus a starting quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Plus future picks if you want them. Plus maybe another defender or two or whatever the hell they're willing to give up. You know what I'm saying? So you can retool, rebuild right now on the fly and still be competitive. You don't have to be a 2-14 team. You can be a 7-19.
I think Deshaun Watson will get traded. I think it will literally probably have to happen on draft day, though. I think both sides will be petty enough to exaggerate this all the way for the next couple months.
If you're the Texans, you're screwing yourself if you do it on draft day, though, because if you do it on draft day, like, this quarterback class is out of the picture. Like, you haven't evaluated none of these quarterbacks to the point.
I'm saying this, man, as far as like the way the Houston Texans organization has been run, I'm not expecting them to make any really smart moves. but like,
that is true.
They haven't been making smart moves up until this point, hence why Deshaun Watson wants to be out anyway. So I think they'll really wait till like the month of April to make a move, and we'll see what happens. But as far as him sitting out all season long for next year, I'll be interested to see if he would actually do that, because I've never seen a quarterback in their prime be like, I'm good. We talk about Le'Veon Bell, but Le'Veon was towards the end of his prime, and he was a running back. Like, that's a totally different situation of power.
Was he, though? No, he wasn't really towards the end of his prime. It was just, I think he was.
Le'Veon was done. Le'Veon was done when he got to the Jets.
He was, but we didn't know that, though. Remember,
once you start getting 27, 28 for a running back, that's pretty much.
And he sat out here, like, it was like, bro, he wasn't getting no younger. He was just he didn't have that much mileage on, but the car's still old. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's two different positions of leverage. But with Watson, is like, something has to be done, because he is a top five quarterback, arguably top three quarterback in the NFL right now. And you can't have that sit.
And I think it makes your organization look bad. It won't make Deshaun look bad. It'll make the Texans look worse if that happens. If you have a top three, top four guy, and he's like, bro, y'all so bad, I don't even want to play. Damn, like, as an organization.
And the fact that legends are coming out and saying, like, the Texans are just complete dumb. Like, when you got Andre Johnson, who don't say nothing about nobody, when he's coming out and ripping the organization, it's like, Deshaun needs to go. Like, JJ, No, I agree. Look, I want him to get traded. I hope he gets traded. I don't know, man. I don't see it. I don't see it happening.
Listen. Go ahead. I was going to say they have to. Like I said, at this point, the same thing with James Harden. When a person comes out as strongly as they are, your leader, your team does not want to be there, there's no way for you to be successful. So I was going to ask y'all this question too, all of y'all. What do you think the over-under is he's going to get traded? In your opinion, I think it's 100%. I think he's out of there.
Nope.
So I want to know what y'all thought, like, the odds where he's going to stay.
I think it's 50-50 right now.
I think it's more 70-30. I think, and I'm only saying that
he's gone.
I'm saying 70 that he's gone, 30 that he stays, but he's not playing. Like, that's what it is. Like, I think it's because Houston doesn't have a future right now anyway. That's the only other leverage that Watson is in a super, super special situation, because not only does he have a no trade clause that he can dictate where he wants to go, not only did he already get paid, like you said, FIFA, so he got most of his bread up front. The third thing is that Houston does not have a future outside of him. So what are you leaving him? What do you gain from him not being there? You don't have any first round picks, because you've shown that you can't know how to do a right trade.
Right.
So the only option you do have is to trade him for assets to rebuild somehow, some way, because you already got a new GM and head coach. So why not give him new tools to play with? Like, it's just like, Watson has all the fucking leverage, but I think Houston, the only thing they got is that I'm a petty owner and I ain't gonna do shit.
In the NFL, that goes a long way.
100%.
I think so too. I like I said, I can't see any. First off, he ain't talking to them for nothing. The decision was made. If there was a chance of him staying, he would have had that conversation before coming out with the announcement that he'd already made. There would be no announcement with the possibility of coming back, because there's no way to repair the relationship between the player and the fans. You can't come back from that. There's no way to come back from you putting out the word, I'm leaving. Once you start scrubbing that team from your account, scrubbing that team from your stuff, you're done. That's it. It's over at that point. You can't come back now and be like, well, we worked it out. It's all good. Go Texans. Nah, nobody's going to ever do that. At this point, it's like, get as much as you can get for him and keep it moving. Now, it's going to be a blockbuster trade. Wherever he goes, it's going to be, you know, just like that stuff they asked for the Rams. We know it sounds crazy, but at the same time, it's really not that crazy when you think about what he has to offer. You know,
I think we're in a different space as far as quarterbacks, because this NBA lifestyle shit is bleeding into the NFL a lot, where you see a lot of young quarterbacks be like, look, I'm not trying to play here. I'm not trying to deal with this same old shit. Like, I'm in my prime now. I'm not with that old NFL mindset of like, oh,
sacrifice
for the team and next man up and all that shit. Like, nah, fuck all that shit.
Especially
at the quarterback position. I get you on all the other positions. Yeah, you're going to have to fight for yours, unfortunately. But for the quarterbacks, we run the fucking league, especially if I'm balling too. Like, hell nah. He out of there.
Hope so. Right. Hope it's to the Jets.
Yo, hold on. Before you move on real quick, how does Houston as a city got to feel? Not only did you lose James Harden, but you potentially going to lose
the show. Yeah, that's the other thing about it too, man. You're going to lose
That's why they be syrup sipping so much, bro. They try to take life slow. Try to enjoy as much as they can, boy.
Well, Houston ain't losing. We're going to get to that on Thursday, but Houston ain't losing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Basketball, I mean, Rockets.
So we're finally at that point of the NFL season where we are at the Super Bowl. Last game of the year, the cap off to, I think, a very interesting NFL season, even though this offseason looks like it's even more promising. I wanted to start off this conversation with a quote from Danny Amendola. He said, when you see the Patriot way in the dictionary, you'll see Tom Brady's picture next to it. None of those coaches threw any passes, caught any passes, made any tackles.
Mm.
Tom Brady is the Patriot way, and that's the reason why he's in the Super Bowl right now, and the Patriots aren't.
Wow.
That's one of the most goofiest comments I've ever heard. Yeah, I was very stupid. That's not word for word, just paraphrasing, but that's basically it. And I bring that up because obviously I want to know who y'all got in the Super Bowl. But based on those comments, and I feel like a lot of other people feel the same way, how good really is Tom Brady at this stage of his career?
He's the best 40-something plus quarterback that we've ever seen.
That's how many have we seen?
Not many.
Warren Moon was one, right?
Warren Moon, Brett Favre.
Warren Moon.
Brett Favre.
I want to say Brett Favre.
Was Joe Montana?
Vinny Testaverde.
Did he play?
I could name a few. But like I said, he the best 40-plus quarterback that we done seen. Tom Brady, is he still elite? Yes. You know why? Because his mind is elite.
Right.
Tom Brady seen on the football field? Right? And physically, he's still good enough to compete. Right? Like he's not physically – shit, man, he's 40-some years old. He can't do the shit he did back when he was 20s and 30s. He can't do it.
No.
But – your mind, when it's still sharp and your body can still do 70-75% of what it used to be able to do, you're still going to be elite. That's the difference between what we've seen with Peyton Manning with the Broncos and what we're seeing with Tom Brady with the Bucks. Tom Brady still got enough juice. Obviously, Peyton Manning up here was 100% sharp. He could not say he knew what was going to happen before it happened. He couldn't get the ball where he knew he needed to get the ball, and that's the difference. How good is Tom Brady? Tom Brady is still top 10 in the league right now.
Mm.
Yes.
Y'all drinking that motherfucking Brady juice. God, I swear.
He in the Super Bowl. How's he not top in the Super Bowl?
And they didn't do it all.
He was in the Super Bowl last year. Was he top 10?
But what? Tom Brady got another five rings.
I was just saying the QBs in the Super Bowl top 10?
No. But Tom Brady's in a different class, bro.
Tom Brady is in the Super Bowl multiple years. And the thing about it is, this team didn't just rely on a running game to get there. It didn't rely on game management to get there. He had to play to get them to the Super Bowl. He wasn't perfect at all by any stretch of the imagination. But the guy had to play ball. And also what Tom Brady brings to the table is similar to what Chris Paul takes to a team like Phoenix. Tom Brady makes everybody around him better. He gives everybody else confidence to go out there and get the job done. All those 52 other players on that team is better because Brady is their quarterback.
Let me ask you a question. Who did he make better on this roster that wasn't already good last year?
Everybody.
He made the franchise better.
Because it's the same roster.
I'm talking about the players.
He made the franchise better. Tampa before he stepped in the facility? What was Tampa?
Mediocre.
Like, what a guy like Tom Brady does, and look, I hate him. I'm a Jet fan. How can I not hate Tom Brady? But like, I can't argue with the greatness, man. Like, the dude is legit. Like, legit. Like, I don't care for his politics. I don't care for what he represents or whatever. But the man is a great, great quarterback. Arguably top two or three. That's it. That's where it ends. Top two or three. Like, he changes the culture. Like, he walks in and he changes the culture. As soon as he walks into the building, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the uniforms change.
Before he got there. Why are we giving Brady this much credit?
What other quarterback could have made convince AB to come there and be a third receiver and play and be satisfied?
What options does AB got to be in the fucking NFL to say that shit?
Because Nick is about to get disrespectful.
What you mean about to?
We about to quell all that disrespect.
He's already been disrespectful.
Nick, name me another quarterback that was available that could have did what Tom Brady did with that squad.
Another quarterback that was available. You always got me having to restart.
Anybody in that top 10 list of yours?
I said available. Available.
That's not even what?
What are you?
It's only a couple quarterbacks that could have done it.
Available.
Who else could have done it?
Aaron Rodgers could do the same thing, but Aaron Rodgers wasn't available. So that the only ones you could name that could have done it would have been Aaron Rodgers.
Ryan Tannehill could have got the Tampa Bay Bucks to the damn Super Bowl.
Have you looked at how Brady is playing? Like, am I the only motherfucker watching these games?
You're not.
Like, are you serious? Like, when I hear many talking about the greatness, Tom Brady arguably has been playing. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in the playoffs.
So why is he in the Super Bowl?
Because of that fucking defense. And he got all the fucking weapons in the world.
Why did they make the playoffs last year?
Hold on.
Why did they make the playoffs? We don't even talk about the Super Bowl last year. Why did they make the playoffs?
They didn't make the playoffs last year because they didn't have the collection of weapons that they have this year. Did they have Leonard Fournette? Did I just say AB is now a third string receiver? Did they have that last year? Did they have Leonard Fournette?
What the heck was AB though? Like, was AB that much of? I didn't mention AB. Was AB that much of a difference maker this year?
You answered the question. Yes,
he was.
This year, he made a difference. Did he not?
Nick.
Did he not catch touchdowns?
They would have made a Super Bowl without him.
Did he not catch touchdowns?
They would have made a Super Bowl without him. They would have made a Super Bowl without Gronk. They would have made a Super Bowl without Leonard Fournette.
That is a lie.
Oh, my goodness.
There is no way.
Oh, my goodness.
An absolute lie.
No. So I
should have stayed home.
I just wanted to tell you this right here. So I just wanted to share this with you, Nick. Tom Brady this year, right? How old is he? 43? 44?
Holy shit.
Right? 4,633 yards, 40 touchdowns, 12 picks, 100, and a 102 QB rating.
Okay.
If that's why
5,000 yards and had 30 touchdowns,
and they didn't make the playoffs.
I'm just saying, what are stats?
They didn't make the playoffs.
What are these?
They're standing in the Super Bowl, and you're talking about he ain't top 10.
I said he's not top 10. I said this. His stats. Bruce Arians' offense is going to give you body stats. Did we not talk about how Bruce Arians' offense with Carson Palmer, with Jameis Winston,
the
and now
Bucks
Tom Brady
make the playoffs? Explain that to me, Nick. Okay. Explain.
The Bucks didn't make the playoffs
last year. Why didn't they make the playoffs?
Let me ask you this question, people.
Why didn't they though?
I'm asking. No.
Don't answer a question with another question.
We know they didn't make the playoffs.
I've been asking this question for a minute now.
You said what?
Why did they not make the playoffs?
They didn't make the playoffs. Why?
He answered it. He said they didn't have AB, Gronk, Leonard Fournette, this defense.
Hold on, you're looking on numbers. What was AB's numbers? What was AB's numbers? I want to know that.
I'm getting it.
AB's difference maker. What was the numbers?
Give me a second.
Are you saying the same as just as good last year as they are this year?
What? AB had like 13 catches.
I'm asking the question now. This team is just as good last year as they are this year.
This team is slightly better.
Slightly better.
Are you serious? What's AB's numbers? What's AB's numbers? You know it was better than AB this year, mate. What you talking about?
That shows what, FIFO?
Tom Brady.
That shows that white team with a 5'8", 75.
He gets them type of dudes into the damn Pro Bowl. He gets them type of dudes. What the hell was a Wes Welker? Why are you bringing up Wes Welker?
What does Wes Welker have to do with this conversation?
Bro.
Scotty Miller.
I asked you a question. Scotty said slightly better.
Slightly better.
So both teams, both squads did not win the division, right? One squad just got into the playoffs. I'll give you that. But one squad is obviously a lot better because you have fucking all-stars at every position.
Let me say this part.
Antonio Brown had 483 yards.
So you mean to tell me, hold on. You mean to tell me a wide receiver that didn't get 500 yards? Let me ask my question, please. You mean to tell me, Nick, you sitting here bold-faced with that mask and that bullshit-ass New York Nick hat on your head. You sitting here telling me that less than a 500-yard receiver for the whole season was the difference in the damn game?
I did not say that at all. I asked you about the fucking team, FIFO, and that's what you keep on trying to dodge. Hold on, let me talk.
When you add a 500-yard wide receiver, you're slightly better. That's not a game changer.
Is that all they added?
What? No.
Is that all they added?
What did Gronk? Gronk ain't do shit either.
Gronk ain't do shit.
Gronk had 623 yards.
Yeah. How many touchdowns?
Seven
touchdowns. That's a lot for a tight end.
These guys, oh my gosh.
Hey, how many? We got a super chat from Marty McFly. And Marty McFly is correct, of course. Thank you always for being a supporter, Marty. 41 turnovers for Jamie's versus 17 for Tom Brady is a wild difference. That's the difference in Brady.
Thank you. That's it. Not no 500-yard wide receiver. Not no 600-yard tight end. Get out of here with that, Nick.
Man, you can't add Brady.
Adding Brady was the best defense they could have added. They're not giving the ball up 40
times. Jameis threw for 5,109 yards, 33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, a 60.7 completion percentage, and an 84.3 QB rating. Now, I already gave you Tom Brady's stats.
All I know is I remember when they were putting this team together, and every time you look up, they added something for Brady. They rolled out the red carpet for this fool.
But they should, as they should. Look.
Hold on, Manny. Before you go in, what did we talk about? I think last week or 2 weeks ago about Patty Mahomes and why some people are like, if he on to say he's top five or all this shit. He's like, he's in Andy Reid's offense. He's got all those weapons. It's interesting to see that Patty Mahomes is in the perfect situation. But when we look at Tom fucking Brady and all the bevy of weapons. All the bevy of weapons that he has, that Ken's point, they added motherfucking Hall of Famers week to week damn near. Bro, and you telling me it's a slightly better roster? Get the fuck out of here.
go ahead, Ken.
What?
No, I was just gonna say,
you're right, but the main addition was Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the addition. That's the difference. Like I said, if he elevates the play of the people around him, and you cannot argue that he didn't do that. I mean, Scotty Miller or whoever the guy was catching that touchdown pass, he made the people around him better. And that's what he was brought in to do.
What was Tampa before Brady? They were a 7-9, 6-10 football team. Your brilliant soliloquy that you led with, Nick, about the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, they were 11-5 the year before Mahomes became the starter. So it's just an apples to apples, it's an apples to oranges comparison. Like, it's not even the same, not even the same stratosphere. Like, the Buccaneers hadn't been in the playoffs in 12 years.
I think that's cute, but would the Patriots have the Super Bowl this year? But they probably would have made the playoffs with Tom Brady.
The Patriots were 6-10 this year, right? Something like that, 6-10. If you put Tom Brady on that team is 10-6.
Are they going to?
No doubt in my mind.
You said the team is 10-6.
They may not go to the Super Bowl, but they may not go to the Super Bowl, but they'd be a better team. That's the point.
You don't think if you put Brady on that Patriots team right now, they were 6-10. Cam missed a bunch of games.
Let's have this out. Because when Tom Brady was in his, let me start here. Tom Brady in his prime? Yes or no?
No.
When Tom Brady was in his prime and he didn't have the requisite weapons, he always had one or two guys here or there. He made it to the Super Bowl how many times?
What do you consider weapons? What year are you talking about? You talking about Randy Moss?
Six times, five times, eight times.
I'm asking this. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Tony Brown. I don't know what his prime was, but whatever. How many Super Bowls?
But he went to more than one, right?
With an S.
We know that. We know he went to more than one.
In his prime, I don't know if it was in his prime. Because he went down there 10 years without going to the Super Bowl.
He did.
And I know that the first couple of Super Bowls he went to was because of that defense.
Randy Moss.
I know one Super Bowl he went to was because he had Randy Moss.
And he had an all-time defense.
Randy Moss, though.
And he also threw for 50 touchdowns.
I know. And he also had a gaudy defense, too, right? Hall of Famers on that defense.
But what FIFO was trying to get to
is that the difference
is Tom Brady.
Yes.
He was trying to get to was the fact that he didn't have weapons and he still made Super Bowl.
Hold on. Who wins the majority of the MVP awards in the NFL?
Quarterbacks.
Why?
Because it's a fucked up award, but go ahead.
It's not a fucked up award. If you have a track, I could look at every division and be like, the worst quarterback, that team is not making the playoffs. Guaranteed. Because that position is the most valuable position on the football field every Sunday.
Man, y'all
hyping this. If your quarterback is better, you have a better opportunity to win the game regardless.
You know better.
What about those Super Bowls that he lost to Eli Manning? What about that Super Bowl he lost to Nick Foles?
He lost. Hold on. Let's put a human element to this.
Okay, so right? Now it's a human element. You just told me the statistics is like the worst quarterback.
The worst quarterback, not necessarily the best, but we know this. When you name the best quarterback in every division, that's a playoff team. Anything can happen any goddamn given Sunday. We don't know what the hell is going to happen.
So it's a game of chance.
To a degree.
We saw that. We saw that in the Super Bowl run by Brady. He got a lot of game of chances.
Hey, I seen the one he was on that one of the Super Bowls.
You know what Jay-Z says? When you play with skill, good luck will happen. And Brady got hella skill.
And Jay-Z also had a line that said, would you rather be underpaid or overrated? Guess what Tom Brady's like?
Overrated.
6 Super Bowls? That's overrated.
He's being overrated right now, bro.
Ask the super chat question,
Shelton.
Dub 9 Eli. Appreciate you, Dub 9 Eli. Hey, we appreciate all these super chats, by the way. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are definitely helping us to grow. Just check the free agents last year, and Breeze was a free agent. If you trade Breeze with Brady, would you have a difference?
We'll be back after this quick break.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Would the Buccaneers still go to the Super Bowl if they had Brady or if they had Breeze instead of Brady?
Yeah, if they had Breeze.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No.
Why is that, Manny?
And it's not
Brady's
like
he's better than Breeze at this point.
Yeah, it's not like he don't have playoff experience.
It's not like he don't have a ring.
First of all, historically, Brady's been
because
better
he look like, hey, Manny, that's why.
Historically, Brady's a better quarterback than Breeze. I think all of you guys can agree. Even the ones that hate Tom Brady, you guys can agree. Tom Brady is a better quarterback.
Manny, what you say right now is irrelevant because the people's point.
How is it irrelevant?
You don't have to be the best quarterback. Nick, you just got to be better than the worst.
Nick, I'll take Breeze and his grandfather. For Brady and the rest.
Drew Brees, y'all being disrespectful to Drew Brees, like before he cracked his ribs, he was the Saints were on their way to possibly being in the Super Bowl.
2 years ago.
Drew Brees
is always on his way to being a Super Bowl. He don't crack his ribs every year. It always comes down to playoffs.
Exactly. Taysom Hill outplayed him in two postseasons, but nobody wanna bring that up. Everybody talk about the thousands of yards that Drew Brees throws. Every year is an excuse for Drew Brees. This happened, that happened, his grandfather's, this, that, and the other. Like, Brady is a much better quarterback than Drew Brees. And I like Drew Brees, but, like, this is just obvious. And then it's like, if you're saying...
The question if Drew Brees was on this offense, and he was a healthy Drew Brees, he gets them to the Super Bowl.
No.
Wow, y'all really think that?
Over the last three seasons... Drew Brees.
He was one game away from the Super Bowl.
Listen. That team, you talking about a stacked team? That Saints team is stacked.
Yes. That Saints team is not better. It's not a better team than the Bucks. That Saints team is not. That defense is way better than the.
I'm asking you. FIFO. Let me ask you a question. Where you going? Look, he's scared to face the music too. Manny, let me ask you a question, Manny. What roster would you have right now? The Bucks roster or the Saints roster?
Bucks roster or the Saints roster? I would rather have the Bucks roster.
The Bucks roster.
Okay. What play are you taking over any like let's go like go down the list. Wide receivers, which ones are you taking?
I'll take Michael Thomas over any one
Michael
of those
Thomas,
wide receivers.
Yep.
I have Bucks.
I'd take Alvin Kamara over any running back.
Kamara and Thomas.
Take them over everybody.
Kamara and Thomas are the only two that I'm taking. And Sean Payton. Sean Payton, the coach. Those three.
Sean Payton, the coach.
Outside of that.
I said roster. I didn't say coach. I said roster.
Who's the defensive end for the Saints?
Cam Jordan.
One of those defenders on that damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
You got three players. Where else?
Over Shaq Barrett.
If you can only name me three players and the rest of the
Bucks. I'm bearing with names.
Okay, so now you know how I feel when you ask me them dumbass questions.
Cornerback Lattimore.
Lattimore. Good too. Marcus Lattimore.
Not like Bunting, but he's still young. He got to prove more. Lattimore?
Yeah, true.
Best DB out of any one of those rosters.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me
back. Hey, man, one more super chat from Marty.
He's going to name under five players, and the rest are going to be the Bucks. And that's when you're going to realize the Bucks roster is the best roster.
The Hornets O-line is better than the Bucks O-line.
Hey, Marty McFly.
The whole O-line is better than the Bucks O-line.
Tell that to Drew Brees and his ribs.
Marty McFly left another super chat. Appreciate it, Marty. I'm the biggest Saints fan, and it's a no. Breeze had a noodle arm for 2 years, could not play outside in Arians' offense.
Breeze in big spots has been outplayed by Case Keenum, by Kirk Cousins, by Alex Smith, by who else has he been outplayed by? A bad Tom Brady performance, and he was still outplayed by him. Need we say more? Like honestly, bro. Like this is it's not Nick. I know you know football, Ken. I know you know football. And look, I can't stand the dude either. I cannot stand him. But I'm not gonna sit here and tell y'all that this dude is a terrible quarterback, or he's overrated, or he's not as good, or like any of this. Like the dude I'm just saying this, Manny.
I start off this Super Bowl segment by a quote that just astonished me because we have to diminish so many other players, coaches, to prop this motherfucker up for benefiting from multiple teams. Did you not hear what Danny Amendola said
about
Bill Belichick?
And here's the thing, Nick.
That's one of these, bro. He's speaking for a bunch of other motherfuckers in Boston.
He is. They're trying. This divide that they're trying to create. Here's the thing to what he said, and there's a question I just asked the panel. If Brady was on that team, would they have made it to the Super Bowl? The answer is no. Playoffs, no. Maybe, but okay. Super Bowl, yeah. No. So why is he trying to hype up Brady because he went to this damn the hyped up
the Monstars?
If Tom Brady went to the New Orleans Saints, they'd be in the Super Bowl.
Right. That's the thing. No. It's not about
money.
It's not
they
about
they won the division.
Once again, we
they won a division without Tom Brady.
What do you think they would have done? What about
that? I'm saying
that Drew Brees is a better quarterback right now than Tom Brady.
What I'm telling you is the Saints fucked that game up and lost that game.
Regardless of whatever the hell the Saints did, I'm asking about player for player. Drew Brees today is better than Tom Brady?
Yes.
Get the fuck
out, sir.
Honestly, if you want to answer that question, people, you want me to answer that question, sir. Honestly? It's a wash to me between both of these motherfuckers. When healthy, if they both healthy, they the same quarterback to me. Do I trust them down the stretch? Possibly, yeah. But at the end of the day, they're not going to be the ones that's winning the game. You see how Brady was in that NFC Championship title game?
Watch the game?
I agree.
He threw three picks in the second half. If that, he had a Jameis Winston performance, and no one says shit.
They don't care about that.
Okay. Come on,
Nick,
man.
But Nick, Ken.
I'm not disagreeing with y'all.
The only thing I disagree with is this framing that y'all think that Tom Brady is overrated historically. Now, this year, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Tom Brady, if we had to do a comparison, this year, Tom Brady is more Jordan on the Wizards than he is on the Bulls. But that he's still good. He's still good.
I wouldn't say he's Jordan on the Wizards. I wouldn't even say he's that bad. 40 touchdowns.
Hey, Jordan averaged
30 when he was 40-something. Come on, Sheldon. Chill the fuck
out. What are you talking about?
No, he was averaging 20. I'll tell you what he was averaging. But the point I'm making is he wasn't even that bad. Because that team with the Wizards team wasn't going nowhere. This team is going to the Super Bowl. That's the difference. So, no,
I'm saying this about Tom Brady. I think he gets more credit than he is deserved. That doesn't mean I think he's overrated. I just think he gets more credit than he is deserved when it comes to the success of his accomplishments.
Quarterbacks in general.
No, it's not.
How much
credit do we give Trent Dilfer? How much credit do we give Nick Foles?
A lot of credit.
Some people say that if it wasn't for Carson Wentz, do they even get there? Some people say if it wasn't for that defense.
But at the end of the day, Nick Foles won them the Super Bowl. Nick Foles got just due for that. Okay, he got paid.
Arguably, Nick Foles still has a career because of that Super Bowl.
Exactly. He might have been out the league if he didn't do what he did.
But he gets a perfect amount of credit, though, right? He ain't getting too much.
He didn't play in the regular season.
Nonetheless, he won the Super Bowl, right?
Nick, hold on. It's a body of work. And the reason why Nick Foles gets the amount of credit he does is because his body was very small.
Let me ask you this. How much credit does Eli Manning get for those Super
Bowls? A whole bunch.
No, he does not. A lot of people say that if it wasn't for that defense, he would not have gotten
smart
there.
Smart people, yes.
Nick is right. They started to reframe that whole narrative.
But if Eli's not the quarterback, they don't win either.
But they're taking the credit away. They used to
give it
to
Eli. What I'm saying, these things are not to take away all credit. It's to talk about the proper credit. Yes, Eli Manning made those throws, but people also acknowledge the defense. People also acknowledge coaching. When it comes to Tom fucking Brady, you got a goofy-ass motherfucker like Danny Amendola talking about the Patriot way is where you'll see Tom Brady's face, not Bill Belichick. Like, Bill Belichick ain't been for 20 years.
There was
stability. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick.
You know what this is?
There was no Patriot way in Tampa.
You know what this is? When Tim Duncan left the organization, what the fuck has the San Antonio Spurs been? They still got Greg Popp, and I love Greg Popp. What the hell have they been?
Haven't they been making the playoffs?
That's a great correlation.
They've been a playoff team. They've been playoffs.
He's right. What Nick said is exactly right. They're still a playoff team, but the Patriots are not without Tom Brady. So there you go. You proved the point. You made the point yourself.
And the last year Tom Brady was there, they were 12-4. They were 12-4 with that bum ass squad. Hold on,
He just said it.
Go ahead, Ken.
No, Shelton. That you're trying to be slick. Because we knew and we know that prior to the NFL season, damn near half the fucking starters opted out of the goddamn season and didn't want to play.
The most in the NFL on one roster, the Patriots, most of their starters or most of their team had the most COVID, like, I'm out of this. And you, for a nigga who's saying the asterisk, a nigga who always talking about asterisk seasons and all that shit, you ain't been saying shit about that. I don't want to hear from your ass about none of that. My thing is this.
They opted out because they knew Tom was gone. I would have opted out too. What's the point?
They opted out because it's Boston and it's cold as tits. I'm just saying this. When we talk about proper credit, Tom Brady does not, I don't know why it is. It may be because he's a dashing motherfucker. It may be because he got a supermodel wife. He probably got he's a white man's fantasy. White man, really? He'll be Tom Brady. I don't know what it is, but we have to acknowledge the coaching and the defenses that he's been a part of historically. Historically, we also have to acknowledge the historic changes in the NFL, particularly in his fucking era. The Tuck rule? Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. Can we not act like shit has not happened for the best of Tom Brady? Right. Again, I'm not saying he does not deserve to be, like, he put himself in these positions. He still has to play the games, make the throws and all that shit. Yes, give him the credit. He's won 6 titles. I'm saying I give him credit as one of the greats, but he is not great right now. He is not great right now.
But he's still winning. No one is saying he's great right now.
Like great. There's a spectrum of great, right?
Yeah.
Like in Tom Brady's prime, he was toward the top end of that spectrum. Pat Mahomes is at the top end of that. Deshaun Watson is at the top end of that spectrum. Tom Brady's still on that spectrum, but he's nowhere near them guys because his ability does not allow him to be. But because he's still mentally sharp, he's still on the damn spectrum. He's still great.
So for one game. Ken, this question is for Ken and Nick. For one game.
He'll pick a garbage cube for Tom Brady.
No, for one game for your life, you're not picking Tom Brady?
He answered his question last week, Manny.
That's the only question.
We answered his question last week.
Yeah, we did. We've answered this question.
I'm just looking, and this is my only thing. My only thing about it is, and I'm not saying he's the same person he's always been, but this is the second highest amount of touchdown passes it looks like he's thrown in his career. The 50 touchdowns in 2007.
Again, a Bruce Arians offense always has a quarterback at their best in statistics.
But the thing about it is, the cool thing about it is, and Bruce Arians does do a good job. I'm not saying he doesn't. But at the same time, you're taking a guy that's used to winning. And if this guy had never won before, then this would be a totally different discussion. If he just came out of nowhere, Johnny come lately, and is in the Super Bowl, then it would be a different scenario, different narrative. This guy is always there. He's been on the other side for how long? 20 years? And now he comes over here and does the same thing he did over there for all those years, dominated.
You
can't knock it. There's no way to knock him at this point. Whether you love him or hate him, he's always at the top. And he's following the Al Davis mantra, just win, baby. That's all he does. He just wins and wins and wins. Whether you love him or hate him, change the rules, put whoever against him, all he does is win and show up.
Shelton, you speak in Japanese to them because they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, because he got lucky. Look, here's the thing. This is one of the most amazing things I've witnessed over the last 10 plus years when it comes to Brady. Black people used to just hate this man. And I'm being hyperbolic. I'm not speaking like as a whole. But over time, I just see more and more black people just starting to just
we're defeated, bro. We're defeated. I'm defeated.
You know what Nick and I doing? What we doing, Nick?
We still fighting the good fight.
We holding the line, baby. We holding the line.
Hey, WSB, baby.
Y'all on your own.
I'm gonna jump on y'all side. Pat, of course, Pat and Deshaun better. That's all I got to say about it. We got another super chat from Kayla McCoy. Hey, we appreciate you every week, Kaitlin, chiming in with these super chats, man. We appreciate that because we needed to grow. So thank y'all for that. New England don't come back from 28-3 if it wasn't for D.
That defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of that's one of the most untalked about second halves of all time. To give up 20 points in the first half and give up none.
Yeah,
in the
that
second.
Defense put up that Brady defense put up the how many
but
points
they still gave up 28 points. They still gave up
and Brady gets hold all on. The credit.
FIFO talked about it don't matter about it's all as long as you win. We got to talk about the end of the fucking day.
We don't talk about
they still gave up 28. They still give up 28 points. And
no, the thing about it is, without Tom Brady as your quarterback, mentally, you don't think you have a chance. If this guy tells you,
and look, did Brady get lucky in that Super Bowl? Did Brady get lucky?
Is Brady?
He did.
Is Brady? I gotta fix my life to these niggas. Like, what's up?
Yes, to some of them, yes.
Nick, name me a team.
I thought y'all had some dick.
I only have one team that comes to mind. But name me a team that won a Super Bowl that didn't have a defense.
That didn't have a defense?
That didn't.
The 99 Rams team, probably?
That's the only one. Yeah.
I have to think about it.
Had a solid
defense. It's not much thinking. Because even the Cowboys, right, like that defense was still good. The San Francisco 49ers, the defense was good. Every team that has won a Super Bowl, I'm not saying that they were the greatest defense of all time.
I would say the Kansas City Chiefs last year.
The defense in the second half of that season was a completely different defense.
They gave up they gave up 20 points going into the second half?
Every single postseason game, yeah.
Like
they gave up 20 points.
By the Texans and all these other
teams were giving up points like a motherfucker.
But what
Patty had to overcome that
but
shit.
But what did the Texans do in
that
second half?
That's a quarterback that really did some shit.
Yeah.
Now he didn't. I was gonna say if you told him, you got to kick your ass out.
I feel
like I was one of the first people. Like, hey, what I'm seeing here is different, and I'm on record of saying that. But no, Pat Mahomes, that's a whole nother conversation. But I'm not saying that the Kansas City Chiefs defense was amazing. Hell no, but it was good. It was good enough. Bend but don't break defense.
No, it was not. You put any quarterback on that roster.
No, they would have lost a damn
game. Brady on that
team. He would have lost a damn game. No, 100%. Look, there's not. I've never seen with my own two eyes a quarterback that could spot any defense. The opposing team 21 points and still win the damn game. I haven't seen it in my own eyes.
That game against Houston was it. That game against Houston proved it right there. Like I said, that he the man to me. But yeah, you know those Patriot teams were not the greatest defenses of all time in those 10 Super Bowls. So that man just deserves.
Are you serious?
Hey, let me tell you what Chris said. We got another super chat from Chris. Appreciate you, Chris. I'm convinced Nick and Ken are just trolling. As a black Boston sports fan, I don't know why y'all hate our team's players so much.
First of all, I was a Celtics fan with the Rondo years, so I fuck with Boston to a certain extent. When it comes to these Pats, Y'all with that. And for you to be a black Boston sports fan, shit, I tip my hat to you surviving this all, bro.
Yeah. Are you really black or you just wearing black face? Because I don't know.
You got the one drop rule?
He's like, that's a shoe polish on.
Hey.
Is your mom
by the way, Boston get beat by Golden State right now, too. So, yeah.
let's get to these Super Bowl picks because we can go all day with this. I'm going to start with Shelton. Who you got?
Give me Patty Mahomes. I think the scores, we're going to do scores on this one too, right?
I mean, we can. I don't know. Go ahead.
Patty Mahomes, 31-24. Hey, you know something I didn't even realize that Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski were the same age.
Really?
Did y'all know
that? They're
the same age.
What?
They're both 31 years old. I had no idea they were the same age.
Damn. You know that.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
He's right.
But they're both.
That's crazy.
They're both 31 years old. But it seems like.
I never would have thought that, yeah.
But I think Kelce was a late bloomer.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't a starter. And then he just started making plays. He was real raw, if I remember correctly.
Pat Mahomes came along.
Yeah,
he was really balling with Alex Smith.
He was balling with Alex Smith. Too.
He wasn't doing this though. Yeah. He wasn't a 1,000-yard tight end with Alex Smith.
No.
But shit, I'll go next. I'm taking my homeboy. I think this one's gonna be a barn burner, so I'm going 38-31. Anybody else?
I'm going next.
Did you go, Manny?
Easy, right?
No, I didn't. I was trying to save it for last.
Easy.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. Oh, what
I
up, B?
What up, B? What's good?
What up, B?
What's good, man? What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, B, you're just in time as we're wrapping up for the Super Bowl pick. So good okay. timing.
Okay.
Good timing, actually.
Oh, shit.
All right.
So,
who you got, Manny?
I got Bucks, 31-27.
He done drank all the damn Kool-Aid. He took the whole picture.
Nah.
He, he done showed up, y'all. He done waited the whole damn show.
He over here trying to talk to me like he my friend. Like, Nick, I agree with you. Trust me. Nah, nigga, you don't. You all agree with me. That's why he wanted to wait.
That's why he wanted to wait.
I wanted in my heart and in my spirit for Mahomes to win, man. But
Manny, let me ask you a question, Manny. For a game for your life, you picking Patty or Tom Brady? Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, 31-27, man. 31-27.
What you got, B?
I got the Chiefs. Chiefs going to pull it out. I say it's going to be kind of high scoring because – they can score with ease. So I'm gonna say 38-28.
Ken and Nick got the Chiefs.
We're gonna end on the birthday boy. I've been rooting against this
bitch, nigga.
I think it's me. I think I'm the bad luck. All right. So because of that, I'm going Tampa Bay.
Wait a minute, Nick. Wait. Nick is picking Tampa Bay.
I'm picking Tampa Bay. I think it'll be a lot.
Like you've been against Brady like this damn near this whole
Brady. This whole show, you missed that. You gotta rewatch this
play
shit.
Play this back.
This whole show, we talked about why Brady was gonna lose.
Wait a minute, what? And then you go pick Brady to win?
I want my apologies.
It's me.
Brady must not be playing.
So is this like a mental psychology for you or something, Nick?
Yes, it's
for Brady. So if you root for Brady, you think he's gonna lose?
Yes. I'm going
31-24.
I'm not picking a score because I can't pick scores. I'm really bad at it. But I'm holding the line with you, Nick. I'm holding the line with you.
Wait a minute. So Ken, you picking Brady? Wait a minute. Ken is picking Brady?
I think the ball's gonna get it, man.
This whole show has been about.
I want my apology, Ken.
Are you serious?
I want my apology, wait a minute. Man.
So how is Ken picking Brady?
It's bruh, I've been trying. I've been coming out every angle. This nigga keep dodging me. You know what they say? You can't beat him. You might as well join the motherfuckers.
Look, Nick, I felt like I was the other playoff teams. I done fumbled. I done threw interceptions. I done did everything. I done gave the whole game away.
Now I know why Rodgers was like, shit, I might not even be here. I feel the same way. I hope Patty throws up 40 on this motherfucker. But something tells me this man luck just won't run out.
I swear to God.
That's why I'm picking him, man. That's why I'm picking him.
I am.
It feels like they're very Team of Destiny vibes with the Bucks, man. It's just like everything that has needed to go right for them.
The last time I picked Brady in the Super Bowl, he actually won. And I picked him against Seattle. And that's when Pete Carroll threw that motherfucking game away. So I got, yeah,
he'll
I
never
got
recovered from that.
This crazy thing is if they lose, they're gonna blame Eric Bieniemy.
Hey, never gonna true. Get a job.
Yeah.
That's true. Hey, real quick, B, they wanted to know earlier your takes on that Detroit situation. I saw it in the chat. Everybody kept saying they wanted you here to answer that question about your takes on the trade.
I mean, yeah, on paper, y'all know I don't trust the Lions front office to do right by those draft picks. We never really draft very well. So I'm just like a wait and see. On the trade itself, it looks good. It definitely looks good. It looks like Detroit got the better half of that trade, you know, the better of that deal. You know, just based off those draft picks. But also, too, I'm holding faith in the black GM. We got a black GM.
Yes.
Maybe he will do right by these draft picks we got. You know what I'm saying? So let me flip that back. We might be right. Hopefully his GM will do the right thing with these draft picks. If he does, then this trade was pretty much for nothing. I personally think once we got the new when we hired the new coach, I think Matthew Stafford was like, that was it. I think he was just like pretty much done at that point, because you already let go a coach that he was very happy with and very comfortable with in Jim Caldwell. So that pissed him off right there. And then you get, you know what happened with Matt Patricia. So I think the hiring of the coach was really based on Matthew was going to stay or not. And I think that coach hiring was kind of like that was it for him. So, I hate to see him go. I mean, it's like he will go down as our franchise best quarterback. I mean, I don't think we've never had a quarterback, really before him talent wise that was better than Matthew Stafford. Granted, even though Matthew never won us no playoff games, but I just think talent wise from front to back, Matthew Stafford was the best quarterback I've seen for this Lions franchise since I've been a Lions fan. So, I hate to see him go. It's funny. I sent y'all that damn text I sent y'all in the group chat where it said Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders get to see Matthew Stafford leave with his pardon papers and shit. And it's a picture of Dwayne Wade looking like, what the fuck? Like, how the hell they get to leave? And, how the hell Matthew Stafford, the white boy, get to leave and flourish probably in L.A.? And then, Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders is just like, they just stuck. But I just thought it was funny. But, I hope the draft we can build towards the future and make some good picks with those draft picks that we got. So we got a lot. I think, two of them are first rounders and one is a third rounder. Yep. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
And if nothing else, hopefully you can draft somebody that can bite knees off. Ain't that what your coach said?
Oh my God. Man, why you gotta remind me that, Shelton? Why you gotta remind me that, bro?
Bite knees off.
The only good thing about that is that at least we hire some great coordinators and assistant coaaches. So hopefully, that'll help out this Campbell. What's his name? Dan Campbell, right? Hopefully that'll help out, man. So I don't know. Look, y'all know how I am. I'm not getting my hopes up nothing about this damn Lions organization. If we come out and play great football, or if we start playing great football by year two or year three, then I'm there. I'm still repping. I'm still wearing my Lions apparel and all that stuff. I still rep my Lions, but damn, I'm not all like, oh man, it's a new day and all that shit. And yeah, we're gonna be team in 4 years. Like, no, I'm not. Because I've seen worse. I've been hyped about stuff before, and the shit just went downhill. I was hyped about the 2008 season because we went undefeated in the preseason. And I'm like, yo, we look good. We went 0-16. So don't tell me, don't hit me about some damn heartaches, because I'm not getting my hopes up too high for that.
Those are all the questions I got.
All right, cool. Well, shout out to everybody that stayed around. I know you guys really wanted to hear the Detroit Native's thoughts on the trade that went down over the weekend. We thank you guys for watching. I saw somebody say top 10 Dead in Sports episode.
I'm gonna rewatch this. Oh, that's hilarious.
You got
it. I cannot believe Nick, Ken, and Nick. What the hell? Y'all been dogging the fuck out of Brady, and now all of a sudden, y'all picking Brady. That's funny.
Maybe we gotta go, man.
I'm sorry. That's funny. That's just hilarious. No, I find that just funny. I find it hilarious. I just find that very funny that y'all pick Brady. Like, that's funny. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna watch it.
B, I picked Tom.
You gonna pass out watching?
I'm gonna watch it. That's all I'm saying. I'm done.
This nigga said Tabo.
I bet you wish you had him back. All right, man. That's going to do it for us, man. We'll catch you guys next Tuesday. We'll recap this bullshit.
Oh, this Thursday. We'll see y'all this Thursday.
Huh?
We'll see y'all this Thursday, right?
Yeah. Thursday for basketball. And that's it. We out. Peace.
Happy birthday, Ken. Happy birthday, Dead End Hip Hop.
Appreciate that, Manny.
Yeah, happy you gotta birthday, say something Dead about Dead End Hip Hop, man.
Dead End Sports, 8 years old, right? I think it's 8 years old. Yeah, we've been doing this show.
Yeah, it was 2013, right? 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn. Yep. Jesus Christ.
2013. I know.
Man, that's crazy. That is crazy. I'm proud of y'all, man. I really am.
Appreciate that, man.
Legends.
Because you started from nothing.
Back.
Like, that shit crazy when I think back, like, and just the making of it and the beginning of it. That shit crazy. Damn. 10 years.